Coming up 12 past four. Well, almost every young woman dreams of dressing up to attend a school ball. It's a magical moment, but it's also an expensive one. Not every girl gets the chance to be Cinderella for a day. So Step In, a brilliant idea from Manurewa's James Cook High School, which is holding its school ball next month. Its principal, Grant McMillan, is with me. Hello to you, Grant.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Tell me about your Facebook donation drive. What are you asking for?
Hey, we've got a group of students organising our ball. And to help others also get there with them, to have that magic evening you've talked about, they've asked through our Facebook page, for our community and others, to look at donating back to our school ball gowns, suits, shirts and ties and the like, and including shoes, so that every student has the opportunity to attend.
So it's not just about dresses, it's about suits as well for the boys.
Absolutely. Although many of our students can wear what they wear to church on Sunday, not all of our boys have got that kind of formal wear either.
Okay. How do you make sure there's no stigma attached to wearing a donated dress or suit compared to one that, you know, you've bought yourself?
There's probably two parts to that. The first part is, like most New Zealanders have lived with families or communities, we all get used to and are used to passing on pieces of clothing and uniform things to other neighbours or other family members. And that's part of the thing how most of our families work as well. But secondly, you're absolutely right. Mana is absolutely important, so is dignity. So what we will do is we things like there'll be a donation, $2 coin donation or a donation of some sort, which in turn is then donated to another needy cause or a worthwhile cause. And students and parents and staff members and other volunteers will, of course, sew and stitch and bring things in and let things out so they fit as well. So
Brilliant.
Students will have contributed to what they're receiving. It's not just a straight handout. It's a hand up.
How much does it cost these days to go to a school ball? Any idea?
We're keeping the cost as low as we can, but also students save and contribute towards it. So the actual cost for students is $80 or less, and we're working that through, and we're reducing that where we can. But the actual ball cost itself, and many of our students and their families have been saving for some time for that, that isn't the biggest part. The biggest part, of course, is the clothing and things like that. I'm no fashion expert, but for our boys, if they were to hire everything at the most reasonable rate we can find, about $150 gives them for the night a suit, a shirt and a tie and the likes. For our girls, sometimes you can buy the gowns and things on sale, about $100, $150. Hireage is about $150 upwards. And then, of course, there's a pair of shoes, and on sale for either can be sort of $20 to $30 plus.
Hair, makeup, nails, the whole lot, isn't it?
The stuff, yeah, absolutely. So as a father of daughters, I can tell you, it's not always cheap.
No. This isn't an issue that's confined to James Cook High School, though, presumably. What do you think about the idea of this, a national ball bank, if you like?
Look, I think something that would be superb. I think there's an opportunity across the wider community of Auckland or New Zealand to actually have a sort of a library or a bank of things that might fit in some 20-foot containers. Our balls are all at different times. And to be able to work in that kind of community way, so that every young person in New Zealand gets that opportunity to feel special and have that evening, that memory for a very long time to come.
James Cook Principal Grant McMillan, thank you. Clever idea, isn't it? School balls are so expensive. And then, you know, there's flowers and there's all sorts of things that goes into those school balls. So much pressure on kids, so much pressure on parents. It's 4:15.